Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Yo, it's your boy Trey Kennedy back here, and on today's episode of Correct Opinions, I go over wedding hashtags, why cover music sucks, and also how I'm still an idiot. All right. This is Correct Opinions, episode 3. Roll music. Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions. What's up, people? Welcome back. Check out the new spot if you're watching. A lot of people, when I say if you're watching, they're like, silly goose. No, I post this on my YouTube in case you want to just like watch me do this. But the set is a work in progress. Okay. Got that made. That's cool. Anyways, and I have this cool thing, beat pad. I'll use here shortly. Just wait. But let's get into it, man. I just went to a wedding. Also, thanks for everyone for listening. Really, really quick. Thank you and bearing with me. I heard a lot of people were like, can this guy be any more monotone on the few negatives we got? So I used to record these in the mornings. And you know what? I got my coffee. It's the middle of the afternoon. I'm fired up. So let's go. I was at a wedding. Okay. Love weddings. I really, really do. I love weddings. I think they're a blast. But there's a lot of annoying things about it. A lot of annoying things. Like the hashtags. The last wedding I went to, good for them, there was no wedding hashtag. Good for them, there was no wedding hashtag. Because, wow. I did a little research. And, you know, I've been in enough weddings. I've seen my fair share of hashtags. And anytime, you know, I got engaged and the first question was, okay, wait, I have a great hashtag idea. Listen. Hey, guess what?
Shut up.
That's what I want to say. I want to say, hey, I wish I could clone myself 3 times so I could go,
shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up.
Shut up. Yep. Ooh, look at the hashtag, the hashtag. I had a friend, his last name was Miller. Like, we're going to do, you know, it's like, well, what's the hashtag? It's Miller time seems fun, but you know, like the grandparents will be there who don't drink and we don't want to like insinuate. It's just, I'm going to be there to be fun. I'm not going to do the hashtag. The hashtags are, it's, so you have someone with a last name like Fedorov, like, ooh, hashtag better off Fedorov. We're better off Fedorov. It's like, okay, geez, how do you spell Fedorov? Is there like, how many letters is that? It's got to be these people got to get to make this thing easier. Just like 2 words, you know. I had a friend once, they're named Mark and Steph. Hashtag on your mark, get Steph. Oh gosh, dude.
Shut up. Shut up.
On your mark, get Steph. Hashtag, hey guys, make sure when you come in here, take a bunch of pictures. Don't really even socialize with anybody. Take your pictures, use your filters, post it. Hashtag on your mark, get stuff. Hashtag on your mark, get stuff. Jeez. Oh, yeah. His last name's Holton. We're going to do hashtag to have and to Holton. Oh, man.
How about you don't?
I'm having way too much fun. I got this little beat pack here, so we're going to add to that. That'll be fun. His last name's Moss. Hashtag must be love. It's a little more succinct, so I like that, but last name right, 2 wrongs make a right. Because, you know, we're 2 sinners, we're 2 fallen people, so hashtag 2 wrongs make a right. It's kind of like, we share like a good message, but it's also cute. What do you think? I'm marrying Stu Stewart. Stu party of two. Hashtag Stu party of two. All these weddings. These weddings are such happy occasions. But I'm a realist. I pride myself on that. Half don't work. I'm sorry. Half. That isn't that crazy though? I've been to a lot of weddings. Half don't work. Well, I like, and we all like to think it. Well, they're my good friends. It's gonna work, and I firmly believe that for all my loved ones. I really do. I would. Gosh, God forbid. But the people making these hashtags probably bump that up to like 60%. Okay, so I'm sorry. I take that back. That's too much. You know, you think of these hashtags. If it ever gets downhill, on your mark, get Steph. Go. Yeah, somebody. Yeah, that actually makes a lot of sense. That one has a nice longevity to have into Holton. To have more like have to have into Bolton. I'm out of here. Sorry. Two wrong. Hashtag two wrongs make a right. They didn't. Okay. That's a little dark. I just think of that whenever I get to the point where I'm invited to somebody's second wedding. How do they do that? Surely it's not a big deal. Surely they kind of get it. Because it's like, you know, I bought the flight. I went out. I booked the hotel. I was happy to do it. It's fun. But the second time, I'm kind of, maybe we knock it down or not. Okay. Anyone get married for the second time? I'll be there. All right. This is too far. This has gone too far. I apologize. But yeah, weddings. Weddings are funny because there's all these gifts. Gifts. That word's not impossible to say. That's annoying. And those people have to do thank you notes. Can we stop thank you notes? No one who's ever written a thank you note has meant it. I've heard so many people literally complain like, I gotta write all these thank you notes. Think of what a thank you note is. It's like, I want to take the time to sit down and write to you. Like, I'm really grateful for what you did for me. But because it's a thing, people are like, literally have no shame just being like, stupid thank you notes. I have to freaking write these. Someone used their money and time and selected a gift for me. I gotta freaking write him a thank you, dude. Stupid. It's like no one's ever, you like go to a wedding and they have to write 300 thank you notes, and it's just, it's like, it's literally like getting a junk email with only the names changed. Hi Trey, we wanted to alert you of a new discount. It's like unsubscribe. Hi, Trey. Thanks for coming to the wedding. It was so nice to see you and catch up. We really appreciated the gift you gave us. Love, so-and-so. Unsubscribe. Don't send me one. If you're listening to this and I give you a gift, do not send me a thank you note. I'm going to start putting that on gifts I give. Happy wedding. Here's your gift. No thank you card needed. Shoot me a text. I don't know. No, because no one. Or I've heard of people, like, I've gotten thank you notes months later. Like, I want to, and then I want to write them back and say, screw you. Are you kidding? At this point, I didn't even think of it. I didn't even think about it. It wasn't even bothering me that I never got one, but now I got it. And now I'm upset, right? It's been 3 months. Hey, thanks for that 3 months ago. Well, I didn't even realize I didn't get a thank you note, but now I'm upset. So, and you know, that's, and you know what and you guys, this is correct opinions. You know I am always right. So that's just, yeah, consider it. But thank you notes, I am petitioning now. I think I'm going to put this, thank you notes, they're done. I just ended them. So I'm happy with the text. It's just funny because people are like, ugh, thank you notes. These are the worst. I hate being grateful for gifts. It's so stupid. It's such a stupid part of receiving gifts. It's like, I'm supposed to, I receive a gift and now I have a responsibility, dude. Just having to receive the gift. So if you get a gift from me, which I'm not sure what that would be, because I've already gone on here and said, let's talk more about things. I talked last podcast how I went to like 12 weddings before someone was like, did you get a gift? I'm like, what? Oh, I'm so stupid. Guys are so stupid. Another stupid thing, we were checking into this nice hotel, and the person like, let me grab your bags. I'm like, no, I got it. Like, I insist. Okay. I like bring it in, and then my sister was like, did you tip them? I was like, what? And what? No. And everyone around me was like, you're a monster. Am I supposed to, I don't know these things. Who? No one ever taught me in school. It's like, who do you tip? Who do you not tip? Waiter, got it. Do I tip? They're like, oh, well, like a Uber? Now that gives the Uber used to be like, don't tip. And now there's an option. So I'm like, I don't, like a coffee shop. Could I get a $2 coffee? Yeah. And it has the option to tip. What? Oh, do I give you like a nickel? I don't. Do I tip? Do I tip the pilot who's flying the plane? Do I tip my mailman? Who do I? I don't know what to do. And then they're like, no, you should tip them. I was like, I don't know. And the, or this guy, he recognized me at this hotel, so they gave me a free room upgrade. I was like, wow, you don't need to do that. He's like, yeah, man. Shout out to Royal Palms in Phoenix. There. I paid for it. That right? Because they're all like, did you tip them? I was like, that did not even cross my mind, honestly. Like, I don't. And they're like, you're horrible. You know, I'm an idiot. I don't give anyone gifts. I don't tip anybody. I don't. I'm an idiot. But at the same time, I stay, because no, I'm not expecting anyone to give me gifts, so I feel like it's okay. Anyways, Diagnosis. Did anyone watch it? I mentioned it. Diagnosis is a new Netflix show where they just go through and try to find a diagnosis for these people who are like medical mysteries. And there's this one girl. She is like, she, everything she eats or drinks, she throws up. And when the lady went in there, she's like, oh, you have this. This is how you fix it. The mom of that girl, because the girl's like 17, she was like, I'm not sure about that. We're not going to do that. And you're like, whoa. And the girl, the lady was like, sweetie, what medicine do you take? She's like, you'll have to ask my mom. I have no idea. And it's like, oh, no. And then at the end of the episode where they give a little recap, like, it's been 2 years since, and she has sought no treatment. She lives with her mom still. Like, okay, so is somebody going to check out the mom? Like, maybe the police? Very scary situation. Episode 5, Diagnosis, check it out. The mom is definitely drugging her daughter, and so she'll never leave. Whoa. That's crazy, dude. And there was a weird look in the mom's eye. Weird look in her eye. You could tell. Anyways, I mentioned y'all should check it out. So if you didn't, I don't know. No one really tweeted me about it, so I'm not going to spend much time on it. Thanks. I'm not monotone, right? I'm trying to keep it live, keep it fun. Drinking my cold brew. Ew, sorry. Drinking my cold brew. Because coffee wakes us up, man. It's good stuff. When you don't get a lot of sleep, dude, when you don't sleep enough, it's the worst. Like the type Friday morning, I did like a 6:30 a.m. flight because I'm like, oh, I'll get there and I'll have like the whole day. That's a good idea. Anytime I've ever had that flight, why do I keep doing that? I'm like going to bed and like, okay, well, I have a flight. Let me do the math. I need to set my alarm for 4:15. So yeah, it basically just ruins the whole day. You're like, yeah, I'm here, but I feel like I might die. So really glad I saved a few hours. It's that type of sleep where right when you wake up, you're like, I can't wait for tonight. It's like, what? That's the worst way to live ever. The type of sleepy where you feel literally sick. Sleep's crazy. I read a book on sleep. I read books. I read a book on sleep. Because on this podcast, you also get a little knowledge. So why don't you go open up that think tank? Here comes some my two cents. Maybe that's a segment. Trey's two cents. No, let's not. But I read a book on sleep. And it was really interesting. It's called Why We Sleep. And some of the more interesting things, they talked about how, you know, we should get a good 8 hours. And even the people who get 6 hours can feel totally okay. But when they did actual testing, they noticed their like cognitive abilities suffered. Because we all know of people like, I only, people who brag about that, I only require 5.5 hours of sleep. Oh, when do you go to bed? I haven't even begun to think about brushing my teeth. And then I wake up earlier than you. So now you can confidently, there's research that backs it up. Those people are stupid. And it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's like, you don't get enough sleep, which makes you stupid. And then you're too stupid to get more sleep. That seems like, that's just my addendum to the research, which I think is very sound. But that's really interesting, right? They showed studies where like a 8 hour, someone who got 8 hours of sleep and was drunk was no safer of a driver who someone who had gotten like 4 hours of sleep and was sober. That's crazy. Because how many, and then I think how many very important professions do we have where we deprive them of sleep? Doctors. No one important, just the ones who literally have their life in your hands. Doctors, pilots, you know, semi-truck drivers. It's crazy. And so, yeah, that's freaky. But yeah, it said, and it mentioned too, like, you don't get as quality of sleep when you're on like sleeping drugs or whatever. So just to find, you got to find a way to sleep 8 hours and without any medicine. So basically the book ended with like, we're all screwed. Who does that anymore? That's tough to do. Tough to do. A lot of people like pound themselves with coffee and then drowsy drugs and repeat. It's tough. Anyways.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I want to talk quickly about cover music. Cover music, because I listen to my, you know, I pull up my Spotify or whatever, and it kind of siphons through new music. And then when it never fails, a cover comes up. I hate cover music. I don't know. It's just, and I say that I used to sing some covers, but now I hate them. It just never seems to do it justice. And then some people do it to songs that should never ever be covered. Like when people try to make acoustic covers of rap songs, nothing makes me more upset. People are like, look at this cool rendition. And it's like, and I she take my money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a champion. Gold Digger by Kanye West. I ain't saying she a gold digger. She got needs. She don't want you to smoke, but she can't buy out to win. It's like, this isn't the same song. It's only the same lyrics. That's only the same lyrics, because rapping can't be turned into singing unless it's just different song. It's like, listen to this great cover, this cover of Whitney Houston's or Celine Dion's "Near Far Wherever You Are," whatever that song is. "Near Far Wherever You Are." That was my rap cover of it. It's just a different song. So I wanted to kind of give some examples. Okay. Okay, this is a cover of "Hey Ya." We know that one. "Hey, hey ya, hey ya. Oh, you think you got it, but got it, just don't get it." Okay. So that was better than what you're about to hear. Ooh. Okay.
"All alone is killing me right now. Thank God for mom and dad for sticking to the..."
Oh, so you will not... Okay, this is it. You will not guess what this guy's name is. I'll give you three guesses. His name is either Robert Samuel or Obadiah.
Together, 'cause you don't know how.
Yeah, it's Obadiah.
Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah.
Hey, yeah.
There's like a beautiful, it's like a beautiful tree in the background. Hey y'all, cover the by Outkast. This guy is, he would have Black Eyed Peas, the White Eyed Peas. Jeez, I just, who listens to this and is like, This is only, the song has only ever been listened to in coffee shops while people, while white people write in journals. Yeah, I'd prefer the Ethiopia beans. Thank you. Oh my gosh. And we can't do it anymore. It gets worse, folks. It's Obadiah Parker's cover of Hey Ya. Do you see what I mean? I mean, do y'all like that? If you like that, you're wrong, and
I am always right.
Okay. Man, that's good stuff. We got more. We got more. Check this out. Ooh, this guy is so... Oh, did you hear that? Hold on. Listen to this guy.
Listen. My name's Joel Ansett. We're in an alley.
There it
is. And this is an original acoustic cover.
They're in an alley.
Of Lose Yourself.
That's about right.
I am an ass.
Oh, he's so proud of it, too.
His palms are... His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, woo! He's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. Keeps on forgetting.
Drop bombs. He keeps on forgetting what he wants now. No, no, the original song, dude. The original song. Are you kidding me? Knees, wings, arms are heavy. Mom's on a sweater already. We all know that character. Arms are heavy. The vomit on a sweater already. Mom's spaghetti. And then you got Joel.
What he wrote down. The whole crowd also loud. Opens his mouth. Words won't come.
He's... Okay, we'll do the guessing game again. This guy's either wearing... He's either wearing a... button-up shirt, a hoodie, or a Henley tee. Yeah. This dude is in a Henley tee in between, in an alley, a brick wall alley. And I know some of you listening right now are like, that actually sounds pretty good. No.
Gravity,
oh, the gold out. No. Okay, we're done with that one. I just, gosh, that's when people talk about culture and stuff. Is this cultural appropriation? You be the judge. No, because you have to actually do something with it well in order to... Okay. Listen to this. We're going to keep going.
This is Tyler.
Oh, great. Don't give me... So, this is Baby Got Back. We all know this classic tune.
L.A. faced with the Oakland booty.
Okay. Okay, this is by... This is by Jonathan Colton. And is he putting the cult in Colton? This is white people in the forest with no clothes on have created the song, probably. Let's go.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with a
itty bitty waist
and a round thing in your face, you get sprung, you wanna.
Oh my gosh, dude. This is actually kind of beautiful. Hold on.
Take
your pretty picture of that booty.
Homeboys tried to warn me.
Homeboys warned me.
What you got makes me so horny. Ooh, rumpled smooth skin. You say you want to get wet. You gotta go like.
Oh.
Yeah. Has your girlfriend got the butt?
Fellas. us, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Shake it, shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it.
Okay, that is Jonathan Colton, Baby Got Back rendition. You can't make this stuff up. Oh, man. But this was all inspired by a certain video I saw a couple of years ago. You guys surely know the popular song Tatiana. Maybe some Tatianas listening themselves. Everyone knows a Tatiana. That's great. I want to see you bust now. Bend it over. Tatiana, right? This young man remade it with his mom. So I'm not sure what went wrong in his life. But okay. Here we go. Everyone, listen to this. Listen to this.
Bust down Tatiana. I want to see you bust down. Bust down Tatiana. I want to see you bust down. Bust down.
Okay.
You bust it down.
This dude is with his mom in the recording studio, and he's doing this motion. He's like thrusting the air as he sings, and she's like, she's for sure a librarian, and she's just like, buzz down. And she's like, what is this, honey? It's like, mom, just sing the third on it, all right? I don't need any, just sing this lyric, just harmonize with me, okay? Buzz down. Who is Tatiana? Mom, it's, just sing. That killed me, dude. Man, that killed me. Yeah, cover music. If you like cover music.
How about you don't?
As I play the singing thing, but, you know, that's how I roll. I don't do the cover music. And granted, I do. So I used to sing a lot around, back in college. I do little cover, you know, singing these little benefit concerts and singing like a cover. You're going to be out there like, it's too late to apologize. Thank you. But I think back to what I used to do, and I'm appalled. I remember we did a little cover of Me and My Buddy to Boyfriend by Justin Bieber. I was like 20, dude. It's disgusting. What was I doing? If I was your boyfriend, I never let you. Just, if I was your boyfriend. And, you know, that was the actual. I would change it so it doesn't sound like the song at all anymore. It's just stupid. If I was your boyfriend, I never let you go. I can take you places that you've never been before. Baby, da, 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 you know. And just sing Justin Bieber lyrics about swagoo, dripping swagoo. I'm 20 years old, singing about swagoo.
Chilling by the fire while we eating fondue. I don't know about me.
Hey girl, what's up? I'm 20. I'm in college. You want some swagoo and fondue? No. Hey, does anyone want to go on a date? Maybe grab some fondue. Swagoo, dripping swagoo. It's disgusting. Why'd I do that? Justin Bieber, man. Jonas Brothers are back. someone sent me a photo the other day. They're like, dude, check this out. Look who our friends met. And it was a picture of, like, you know, these girls with this guy. I'm like, who's that? He goes, that's Kevin Jonas. I was like, ugh. If it was Joe or Nick, I would have known real quick. That's what I always say. Yeah, poor guy. And then I saw, I follow a couple of them. They posted, it was like the other brothers. His name's like Franklin or something. It was his birthday. It's like, wow. What's Franklin do? Nick, we all know.
I still get jealous.
Joe, Kevin's repping, you know. He rounds out the three. And then Franklin, quite frankly, I don't know what he does. He probably contractor. He might be. Oh, you know what he is. He's an IT guy. Yep. The Jonas Brothers, man. I'm a huge fan. It's interesting. You know, you have one of the most iconic music. Iconic moments in all of music. You want to know what it is? I got to pull it up really quick. I got to pull it up. You guys know what it is. Or if you don't, you're about to learn.
It was a line to...
Oh, that's not helpful. The, oh, it was this song, dude. The Burning Up by Jonas Brothers. It was the best music moment of all time. Red Dress, you know what I'm talking about? Jonas Brothers, their original stuff, SOS. People don't realize how they used to sing. You'd be like, high heel, red dress. Wait, listen.
Who I am, but you don't.
You hear that?
You don't. You got me on my tongue.
Okay, here it is, the most iconic music moment of all time. Here it goes.
High heels,
here it goes.
Red dress.
Wow. You hear that? You can't get enough of that.
High heels,
what you wearing?
Red dress.
It's the best moment of all time.
You're cool.
It's interesting singing style, dude. It's interesting. Jonas Brothers, shout out Jonas Brothers, are the best. I had a thought the other day. You, all these 23andMe. Anyone done 23andMe? We were talking about like, I don't know, just like, you know, oh, people love to talk about that. Oh, you know, I'm 22% Swedish. All right. I had a thought the other day, what if you did 23andMe and that's how you found out you were adopted? Yeah, look, I got my 23andMe results back. I got them back. Okay, the first step is mom, dad? It says, this is how we wanted you to find out, son. Not only are you not our child, you're Jewish and we're German. Okay, that was too far. But 23andMe, dude. I guess you do it by like they send you something and you like hack a loogie in a vial and then send it back. That just they're cloning you, dude. That's why they call it 23andMe. They make 23 of you. If you did 23andMe and you spit in a vial and send it off, there's 23 of you in a warehouse somewhere, and you're doomed. They will find you. It's just gross. Yeah, dude, I want to try that. How do we do it? Just spit in this thing and send it through the U.S. Postal Service?
Ugh.
I don't think I want to know that bad. But that's just, yeah. 23andMe is back. My parents aren't my parents. Speaking of other white, crazy things white people do, I had people come to my door the other day. We answered just to get a kick out of it. Because we knew what it was. Like, they were walking in overalls and, like, with little kids in braids and knocking the door, like, hello. This is what they did. Hello, what church do you go to? And I said, you know, oh, I go to da-da-da. She goes, well, never heard of it. I'm like, oh, wow, these people are savages. Not only do they come in to share the good news, they're going to roast me a little bit, right? I go to this church, never heard of it. Okay. And then just went into, like, if you died right now, would you go to heaven? Oh my gosh, this, it's like 2 p.m. on a Tuesday. I'm not, if you died right now, would you go to heaven? I was like, I believe so. She's like, why? Gosh, this is, and I, you know, I froze up, dude. I choked. I was like, I don't know. And she's like, the Bible's very clear. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Basically, it was like, no, oh my gosh, I'm, and she's like, can I share some more stuff? I was like, I don't, is this, I thought, I don't, you know, do you have any Girl Scout cookies? Is that what you want me to do? That's a new tactic. If you want to sell Girl Scout cookies, team up with whoever they are. I don't know. Very intense. Team up with them. Hey, we have some tag-alongs. If you want to tag along to heaven. If you die right now, gun to your head, where are you going? You're like, oh, here, I'll buy all the boxes. Just take it easy. I'll buy all the boxes. Just take it easy. Hey, we have some new, what are Girl Scout cookies? We have some new samosas. And if you want samosa good life in heaven, Tell me right now where you're going.
Oh, I'll buy them. Leave me alone.
What church you go to?
I go every Sunday to da-da-da.
Never heard of it. Don't care.
Why are you asking?
It was really alarming. And you know, these people mean well, right? They're just going about it a different way. It's just, I wonder if it's ever worked. I don't know. I guess if it's made someone's life better, good for them. But yeah, I am not very tough. I am so weak. So I didn't handle it well.
I'll buy all the cookies. I'll buy all the cookies.
You'll eat the Thin Mints at your own funeral. Where are you going?
Are you going to kill me?
It was just a lot. Speaking of other made up stuff, you know, people make up percentages. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I was always told by, like, my grandpa always said, if you show up to work 5 minutes early and leave 5 minutes late, you're ahead of 80% of the competition. Made up. Oh, did you do homework on that? You know, when people like do percentages, does that ever bother anyone? It's just totally made up. Like, I saw something on Instagram the other day. It was like the 95-5 rule. If you make 95% good decisions and 5% bad, you're going to be a millionaire or something like that. You're like, you didn't do any actual research on that. You're just kind of spitballing. Totally making that up. I remember going up to the church, or they'd say, like, you know, within the church, about 60% are actual real Christians. Like, did you actually poll that? Or that feels like a guess. People just, yeah, percentages. I feel like that's made up. I don't know. I just feel like it is. Well, you know what isn't made up? 100% of the people, 99% of the people that listen to this love it. That's what I think. And if you do, please leave a review. I guess that really helps. And thanks to y'all who have left a 5-star review. I'm really enjoying this. We got the new set. We got the new little fancy pad here so I can tell people to
shut up.
Isn't that fun? And yeah, episode 3. Appreciate y'all getting off to a good start. We were like a top 3 podcast, and now we're still sitting up there and, you know, somewhere in the charts. Charts. Not the shards. No one wants to be in those. We want to be in the charts. So thank you. Hit your boy up everywhere. Trey Kennedy, Instagram, all that good stuff. Good things coming, man. All right. Appreciate y'all. So until next week, let's play us off with a little bit of that good stuff from Jonathan Colton.
It's for the Oakland booty.
The Oakland booty. Yeah. Baby got back. Baby got back.
See y'all next week.
When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face,
you get sprung. Who doesn't
notice that? But
next time, folks.
Deep in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Ooh, babe, I wanna get with you and take your pretty picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but that butt you got makes me.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.